when the party's over, we shall wear a crown. Yes, we shall wear a crown. Oh, we shall wear a crown. And when the party's over, we shall wear a crown.
To read scripture.
Tila tuingabelenga malembo.
I think what I'll do, I'll just read in English.
Amen.
And then we'll pray. Maybe you got a prayer request upon your heart after we've read scripture.
imbina mkwata ichakwipusha mumapepo chomwinga kwata pamutima wenu panuma yakubelenga lembo
just indicate it with your hand to the Lord
tumwachilangisha afye kupitila mukuimio kwa kuboko kwenu.
Okay, Numbers chapter 12.
Mpendwa chapter 12.
I'm sure you're not tired of talking about this subject.
Tawe ndechetekela tamuli abana ka ulwa kulala ndafe palili sambili sho.
If you are probably we should be winding up.
Tawe tulifie mukusondolela.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we are talking about respect.
Tulelanda pamuchinshi.
And we categorized.
Lokabili twalifile kanyamo.
Categories that suffer from this kind of problem. That's colleagues, friends that you work with, or friends you grew up with, and also in the ministry where you find fellow ministers, and dealing with relatives, then also with spouses in this case, because in the message we are only dealing with married men. God calls men to the ministry.
Kwalibo kulekanya pali uyu mulandu kwaliba ukulekanya mufiputu lefya pusana pusana abanenzi wabo tusangwa na bena kumachito abakashibesu elo kabili ukwisa.
I spoke a lot of things.
Amen. Amen.
All right.
Chisuma.
Numbers 12.
Mpendwa 12.
Verse 1 through 10. I will just read in English.
Kutampo kubelenga pa 1 kufika pa 12.
And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, Hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses, and unto Aaron, and unto Miriam, Come out, ye three, unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out. And the Lord came down in a pillar of the cloud, and stood in the door of the tabernacle, and called Aaron and Miriam. And they both came forth. And he said, Hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. In the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore then were ye not afraid to speak against Moses, against my servant Moses? And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle. And behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. May the Lord bless the reading of his word.
Shall we pray?
Lord Almighty, we just bow down before thee once again, approaching thee because you made a way through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the way of the blood shed at the cross of Calvary. Lord Almighty, we are so thankful for gathering us once again this evening. We thank you for the testimonies that have been given. And we pray once again, Lord, that you visit us in a special way, that we may come back and give testimonies. Lord, there is a precious brother that will be writing SCCA exams. We pray that you, Lord, grant that precious brother, that Lord Almighty God, you have wisdom to succeed and overcome, Lord. Grant it, O Father, that he accomplishes that program. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Father, we commit the hands that have been lifted up, my hand together with them, Lord. We are all needy. We come as a needy people.
Yes.
And we know, we believe that you, the living God, is going to answer our prayers. That's the reason why we humbly come before thee, Lord. And we pray that you address the needs of each and everyone's hand that has been lifted up. Lord, we pray for the anointing in this pulpit and the inspiration upon me and my precious brother. Lord, toward our dear beloved friends that are in the audience here, Lord, not because we are the only ones able to stand here. Many in the audience here who are able to stand and articulate, Lord, the word of God, bring it forth in the best way it could be done. But it just falls our lot, Lord.
Yes.
And I believe that each and everyone is in their position to receive, and Lord Almighty God, to be at the post of duty when you call upon them to do so.
Aye.
Father, we thank you and we glorify your holy name. We believe you have answered our prayers. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask, amen.
Amen.
You may take your seats, beloved.
Alright. Chisuma.
Now, we talked about the ministry and how one comes in the ministry. We had many examples, Bible characters. And we looked at Moses. And we looked at others like Isaiah. Before Isaiah was called in to serve the Lord in the ministry as a prophet, now we saw before that the mentor that he was looking to, who was Uzziah.
Numba tuwa mwenye ukutila ulia uwa likasambilisha uwewa alelo lishako yowa line
ni Uzia.
Uzia
was struck with leprosy.
Ena alivowa pumwa na ifibashi.
And that shook Isaiah.
Lonecho, chena chali.
Chali mutense she.
Chali tense she Isaiah.
He never expected that such a thing could happen to that man.
Isaiah,
who had such favor with God.
Tale chetakelo kutila kuchiria chintu tishachitika. Pali Uzia uyowa kwete ukuwa
uwa kwetu obu vile na lesa. So we see
chokanishitu wa mwene,
we see here tulemona panomba, that all those examples that we were looking at
kutila fidia fionse filangiri wefe tuwalelo reshapo,
was something we need to give respect to.
Fidia filangiri wefe tufire tuwapela kwa mchinji.
It's not only an individual, but it's upon each and everyone. There is no one above the word of God. Each and every one of us will have to go in because we are believers. To
kengila mo
pantu tuliyaba chetekela. It's not because of the positions that we hold. We may hold positions in the world, we may be famous, we may hold positions also in the church.
All those
will be there. Those are just things we can receive gifts by. But the most important thing to have eternal life is to follow the word of God and be in
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, we looked at colleagues. That would be like we are talking of categories of people that often suffer from disrespect.
Tulelanda pamabumbaya pusana pusana ya wantu abo
abasangwa no wafya wa muchinshi.
Amen.
And these are colleagues, friends,
aba kutubaba nibalebo tubombana bena nangwisi busa fyesu
associates
nangubalebo tusangwa nabe
people that we were together in school.
Bali abantu abo twali na bena kuma school.
Close friends.
Tidye sibusa ifya palamana sana.
Then we ministers in the word of God, because we also see that's our colleagues also to the ministry.
Baka pyunga mchebo chakwalesa na bena bali pafibusa.
In that category.
Now,
then we want to talk about relatives.
Twalalanda pandupwa sheso.
Oh, relations.
Nangu baliyebo twampana nabe.
We're just reading in Numbers here.
Tao twabelenga fyapa mumpendwa.
Now, when we look into the scripture,
numbero twalolesha muli lilembo,
we notice that what Miriam
numba twamuno kutila ifo Miriam
and Aaron were talking about.
Na Aaron ifo balela ndapo.
Was not false.
Atawe tachali chabufi balela nda pachintu
chali. You notice that they spoke the truth.
Tushena muno kutila icho Miriam na Aaron bala ndile pochali chishinka.
Because they are saying
pantu balela ndo kutila.
Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses.
Tau Miriam na Aaron bala ndile ububi pali Mose.
Because of the Ethiopian woman
pamulandu wa uli omwina umwana kashumwina kushi
whom he had married.
Uyo uo Mose aupile.
Now that was correct.
Tawecho chalifye chalungama.
They were quoting the law that Moses gave to the Israelites.
Tawe bena bale ambulafe yali amalango yo Mose apele kubena Israel.
Have you followed that?
Shana mkonkecho.
And looking at that law,
nono kulolesha pali aliyama funde nangu wa malango.
According to them,
kulingana na bena.
Because they proved
pantubena bali chinika
that it was Moses,
ukutila alin Mose,
that met God.
Uyowa kumenesa.
And they saw God vindicating Moses in Mount Sinai.
Kabili wa mwenelesa eno kushinikisha Mose palupili lwa Sinai.
And they knew that the law that Moses was bringing, was from God. Because it was God who did it. And they believed
Moses.
And they took that law. Now,
nomba,
they realize now that Moses married an Ethiopian woman. Now they are saying, why is Moses an exception?
What's
so special about Moses breaking God's law? So he says, for he had married an Ethiopian woman, and they say, hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses?
Telo kabili bena baselo kutila bushelesa alandira fyo kuptira muri Mose eka.
Hath he not spoken also by us?
Shoyulesa talandira nokuptira muri baifwe.
You hear that?
Shina mumfwecho.
That was also true.
Ichona chena chali chishing.
Because
pantu
God gave a gift to Miriam.
Lesa apele chabu pekuli Miriam.
And he anointed her with the gift of prophecy.
Elo kabili lesa ewa pele nangu ewa suvile Miriam ne chabu pe chabu
kasema. And Miriam would prophesy.
Elo na Miriam na ena alesa sema.
From the Lord.
Ukufuma kulishkulu.
Then when it came to Aaron,
yo chaishi lefika kuli Aaron,
it wasn't Moses who appointed him. It was God himself that called
Aaron.
And he told Moses, isn't Aaron your brother?
To show you Aaron, temunonko.
Then he says, I will speak to him. And you're going to meet Aaron. So Aaron also had a testimony.
Kanshi Aaron naye na ali kwato.
God called him.
Kutila lesa ali mwit.
And God spoke to him.
Elona lesa ala ndire kuli Aaron.
In fact, it's God telling Moses.
Hello, Charlie Nilesa, ewa ewe
Moses. That I will put words into your mouth, Moses.
Ukutila ndino kuvika ifyebo fya ndi mukama kwa Moses.
And Aaron shall be your spokesman.
Elo kabini na Aaron eukaba kalandi yako.
And you will put words into Aaron.
Elo kabini ndino kuvika ifyebo fya ndi muri
Aaron. And Aaron shall be like a prophet unto the people.
Elo kabini uyu Aaron akabanga kasema.
That position was not put there by God. By Moses, it was God.
Tawe chiriata chabi kiruepo na Moses lelo ni lesomu inewa chibi kilepo.
We follow that well?
Shetule konkecho.
Okay. Now.
Number.
The Bible says.
Chipingo chilela ndo kutila.
And the Lord heard it.
Tishkulu ari umfwa kuliokula ndo kwa
Moses. I like that one.
Kwa kwa Miriam na Aaron.
I like that one. I want you to know one thing. The scripture says it's not by mighty or by power. It's by the Spirit. Our warfare is by the Spirit.
Amen. It's
not our efforts that will help us. No matter how much we can argue and fight, it can never help us. Just remembering the testimony of Dr.
Zulu.
One time he told me, Pastor, I'm going for an interview. It's for a promotion. Please pray for me.
Ba pastor mumpe
peleko. And we prayed. And things worked out so well that when he went for the interview, there were about three or five shortlisted. Who were shortlisted. And then out of those, he beat them all and excelled in that interview.
Amen.
Now the problem came in now giving the appointment, his boss there. Suddenly, he just said, no, I think it's too much for men. We have to look at gender. So they appointed a woman in that place who had even failed the interview. Now you can see how it was, it's so shaking. Then Dr. Zulu told me, Pastor, this is what has happened. I said, that's a human being. Is acting as a human being. God knows you never cheated. You've sweated for your place. You did well. We prayed and you passed. And God approved you. God will give you that place. You don't worry, it will come. God never promises something that he never does. God in the Garden of
Eden
said, out of the ground you shall eat.
out of your sweat.
Lokufuma mukupiba kwenu.
Now, I don't know about a crook.
Tinomba inenshishiwe pali ulia kuluku.
Or a thief.
Nangukabo lala.
Who doesn't sweat but just wants to gain something?
Uliowa kwa temingalato enatalefuayo kupiba, alefuayo kupokelela fepabu analale.
But I want to tell you, when God says you will sweat for it, and when you sweat for it, it may take long. In fact, it's we who say it takes long. But God knows that it comes at the right time. He answers in the right time. Are we together? There's a difference. We desire, but God gives us our needs. Are we together? There is a difference between what we desire and a need. So sometimes you desire something and you pray for it, but God knows your need and He knows where He can best place you. So I told him, I said, don't worry. We prayed for promotion. We prayed for you to pass. You passed. And it was you excelled. So promotion will be there. Whether your boss likes it or not, it will come. Now when he phoned me today in the afternoon, just when I was preparing to come for service, he says, Pastor, I want to tell you a testimony. I've been promoted. And this promotion, I never even went for an interview. Because every promotion, they must have an interview. And in this one, there was no interview. And the other said, we are surprised. How can it come without an interview? They are forgetting that he had an interview already. And he passed already. Then I told him, I said, those who are surprised, tell them also why they are not surprised when the woman who failed was given an interview. That's how God does it. Remember, God is telling the Israelites, when they are now coming out of Egypt, He says, I'll give you favor with the Egyptians. You can borrow as much as you can borrow from them. You can get gold, silver, clothes, everything. And they went and got everything. When they were going away, when were they going to pay back for it? Sometimes somebody may say, a critic may say, those Israelites, they stole. They may be right in their own thinking. Another one may say, God allowed them to steal. They may be right in their thinking. But if I take you back to scripture, the Bible says, you will sweat for whatever you have to have. When the Israelites went into that land, Joseph in that land, Joseph, he was a son of prosperity. He brought prosperity in Egypt. Egypt became rich because of Joseph. The Israelites went into Egypt. They were hard-working people. They were saying even their children were energetic.
So,
even everything in Egypt was prospered. God was only giving them what they labored for. What Moses labored for. Because now they were going away. So everything they sweated for, they must take it with them. They never store. That's the wisdom of God. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Now these here,
Aaron and Miriam,
in a way, when you look at scripture, they were right. And Moses kept quiet. You don't find Moses there giving quotations. Even to tell them, look, let me have you remember. Ibukisheni. That I ran away from Egypt. You, my own fellow people, refused me. You rejected me. I ran to Ethiopia. Who do you think I could marry? He never even brought those excuses. All he knew was he gave the law that Israelites must marry amongst Israelites.
Amen.
That's all. He had no excuses. God gave him the law. He gave the law. Whether he was wrong or right, he didn't go back to God to say, look at me, Lord. There's a script, there's something here. I'm at fault myself. How are you going to put me here? You must put something in there to cover me up. No, he never did that. He just gave the law as it was. Where scripture says, thou shalt not kill. He presented it that
way.
Knowing that he had killed an Egyptian. Now, I want you to know one thing. If you're going to serve the Lord sincerely, whether you're wrong in your life, put the word as it is. And leave everything to God. Because God is the custodian of the word. Hallelujah.
Hey.
In the first place, why was Moses humble? He runs away. He meets God in a pillar of fire. And God shows him, you are standing on holy ground. And they continue talking. And then God says, I'm sending you to deliver the Israelites. And Moses says, I can't help it. How will I deliver the Israelites? With what? Then he says, what's that in your hand? He says, it's a stick. Throw it down. He throws it down.
I pose a punch.
It turns into a snake. He runs away from it.
At end up to
God says, pick it by the tail. Pick it. He picks it by the tail. Turns back into a stick. You know those sticks it's called crooked stick. Yeah, you know those shepherds' staffs they would hold? You know how they look like? they would be long.
Atinamwishuba shirienkontwesho balia abachemi basenda ifeshmoneka.
When I say shepherd, I'm not talking about the one, a cowboy, the one who looks after cattle.
Amen.
But sheep, they would have something like that.
Tawe, bala kwata kwa chintu chumwe
chini. How many have seen something like that in the picture? And they are long. You know, some of the priests of our time, even I think a Catholic priest, bishops have those things there. Do you know why they have those things? When you're hunting, can you have this on? When you're hunting, when you're shepherding the flock,
okay,
you know what would happen is when a sheep falls into the,
it doesn't go in there. Atawe naulia tafuiria ingira mulia muchiri lelo afuiria posa mufi nkonto elo aifumia ili mpanga. Ati chiria echa lengelo kutila ilawe enga kwata ili mkonto.
Now those bishops, they carry those things, I don't know.
Atinomba ababa ba bishop bena bala
they need them to hook those Catholics actually.
Chirimbi wasenda chirio kutila benga.
Are we together? That's what it means.
If you're a so
it turns back into a stick.
Amen.
And he says, put your hand in your bosom.
Tawe biko kuboko kobe mkwa.
Muchifuba
chobe.
And he did that. The prophet says, above his heart. Took it out, it was leprous. Take it back. It was clean. Now showing him that I'm now sending you to deliver the children of
God.
Before God sent him with that hand of deliverance, his heart must be clean. First, God shows him his own condition. That's what made Moses meek. That's why he knew that as he was leading the Israelites, he could look at himself that these are human, just like I am. When they would go wrong and they would murmur against Moses and God, God would say, separate yourself, that I destroy them. And Moses would go in between. No, Lord, you won't kill them. Kill me first. Why was Moses doing that? He knew that I also, by the grace of God, he called me, he served me, I was also a sinner. And if a servant of God doesn't realize that the task of leading the children of God, it starts with you as an individual. Look at the grace of God that God put upon you. Then you can know how to pray for a sinner.
Hallelujah.
Then you can know how to correct a sinner. Then you can know how to embrace a fallen brother.
Hallelujah.
Are we together?
Amen.
Yes, my friend, you can forgive him. He's enjoying also. That's why he's answering. Hallelujah.
Bless you.
I want you to see that, beloved ones.
The
call of God. One time the prophet, I think I talked about it. He goes in a restaurant and he finds this woman.
She's being parted
by boys and whatever.
Amen.
And in his heart he says a prostitute. And God immediately tells him, what were you?
Hallelujah.
And he realized, he said, forgive me, Lord. He goes to the same woman that he was condemning and says, forgive me. I had a wrong attitude against you. Do you know what happened? Just that humility, just that forgiveness, just asking for forgiveness caused that woman to give her life to the Lord.
She knelt
right there in the restaurant. Supposing he had gone away with that kind of attitude. One time,
David
is trying to see how he had succeeded. He says, count the people. What we have done and all. Then God said, Moses, I took you from the sheep court.
Amen.
Remember what you were, Moses, David. Before you became a king. I want to tell you, beloved ones, we should never forget where we came from. We should never forget the grace of God upon us. When we forget, that's the moment we are moving away from God. What keeps us close to God is the testimony. What was I, Lord? Who am I now? What grace have you given me now? That I should be called your child, Lord. That keeps us in check to be humble. Now, Aaron and Miriam, they forgot. Miriam forgot that she was not even a prophetess. Because the ministry of a prophetess started in the ministry of Moses. If she was a prophetess, then God would have used her to prophesy against Pharaoh. It wasn't there. She forgot that she was only employed to look after Moses by the mother. Be looking after Moses whilst he's in the reeds there. Even when the Pharaoh's daughter found Moses.
Asangile Mose.
You know, she's the one who gave him that name to say Moses, which means drawn out of the water.
Na mwishivayo mpeleli jeshi nokutila Mose umuntu.
What? Uafumishiwa mumeji.
Umuntu uafumishiwa mumeji.
Now you see, she was there. She didn't even rescue him. She just was looking. And when Pharaoh's daughter was saying, how do I look after this baby?
Then he says,
no, we've got somebody. Someone just gave birth and think, but now they probably the child died, so she can also nurse. Says, all right, bring that one. And she was bringing the mother. That was her duty to do that. Her own testimony should have been, thank you, Lord, for using me to be part of this ministry by introducing my mother. And God knew that she had done a great part. And that's the reason he gave her a gift of prophecy. But he now turns around to fight the same ministry which she bought the ministry by. Beloved, even in your own self, whatever you are, whatever your history, whatever your background, when you came to this message, if you can look back, you will see a blessing. If you are not seeing a blessing, humble yourself more. You will begin to see that blessing. No one would come to this message and doesn't get a blessing. You must look back in your life. Sometimes you may say, Lord, I don't even know how in that disease how I escaped. Lord, I don't even know how in that accident how I escaped. Whatever God does to you is for a purpose. When you are now in the message, then you can begin to understand that, Lord, thank you. I have a purpose. And that's the reason why we should never fail to testify every time. For somebody out there who doesn't know, for somebody in here who is trying to stray, we should give them testimonies. We should encourage them. Where did you start from? There's Aaron and Miriam.
Tapa pali Aaron na Miriam.
By the way, they were all older than Moses.
Tao kubalila pofie Miriam na Aaron wale abakalamba pali Moses.
It's those who say, you know what? I changed your nappies.
Tao ine nebona le kuchinja na matevela.
Today you can tell me prophet says. That says. You think God can forget us when you forget how I prophesy? Now we don't get the details of prophecy of Miriam. Because it was not necessary. She was a prophetess, yes. But they are not necessary for the deliverance of Israelites. And they are not necessary for our teaching in our time. That's why God kept them silent. That's it. And today, denominations can stand up and those women jumping in skirts and saying, even Miriam prophesied, I can prophesy. Ask her, what did Miriam prophesy?
Where is it
written? And which nation or which people did she warn? That says the Lord. Her prophecies were only for the camp. And they ended there. They were not even written. That's all. Don't worry if your testimony is not written down. God knows what should be written. It doesn't mean that we are many preachers now. Because now we believe the message of the hour. And that's the reason why now each one of us must publish a message.
No.
All these messages that we preach are only for in exhorting one another. But there is a message that we all look to. This is written, it's imprinted, it's even established in heaven and on earth. That's how it is.
Hallelujah.
When we have these gifts, we just say, thank you, Lord, for the grace that I may be part of this great economy. And the more we become humble, the more God can use us. Amen. Okay. Now you see Miriam. There's a lot we learn from there. And Miriam, you know Moses doesn't say anything. And the Bible says he was the meekest man on earth. I thank God that also in this message we had the meekest man on earth. How many believe that? The meekest man. A boy and a girl would be kissing in the pews there. Just in front here. According to him, about 4 rows, 5 rows.
Amen.
They would be kissing there. And the Lord tells you, say anything. If it's death, they will die right now. If it's blindness, they will be blind right
now.
Huh? If it's blindness, they will be blind right
now.
They will be blind right there. Just speak. And that voice was not Satan, it was God himself. And God and the prophet knew the voice of God. He knew the presence of the angel. Brother Aiden, God tells you like that. And these boys are doing such a rubbish thing in the church. I think, Brother Caleb, that's the time you can say, oh my! The anointing is in now. Watch and see what's gonna happen right now. If I was not called by God,
kanufenga chakutila imensha itwa nales.
And this God that we worship, some of you who doubt that he walks close with me, at that moment, before you finally come to pronounce, you have already attracted so much attention. And
I want to now
you
say,
you for kissing that girl, disobey this servant of God. I don't want you to die, but be crippled for life, so that others may see. Like Lot's wife turned into a pillar of salt.
As
a testimony. Well, I may be dramatizing it, but that's the way we would feel. But we are the most humble man. He looked at himself. Lord, you saved me. When I was in nothing, Lord, I would have been a murderer, Lord. I would have done this and this, Lord. He looked at them. He felt pity. And he said, I forgive you.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord.
And God in a hotel.
Lolesa motel.
In the room, he said,
Mumuputule atile.
You said the right thing. And the prophet, you know, comes and teaches the message, or he preaches and talks about a reaction to an action. He's talking about all those things. He's the only prophet showing us that
Elisha
overreacted. For her to have those kids killed.
Kutila baliaba na 42 benga baba.
When I read that scripture when I was in Pentecost,
tiryo na belengere lidele mwero nali mpente,
and preparing for the Bible school.
Hello, nale ipekanya
ku Bible school. We would use that scripture.
Twalebo mfali lidele.
Do you want a time of Elisha? The time of Elisha is here. I tell you, I can call upon the lions from Mundawanga. Not even from out there, from Mundawanga. And the people would shake and say, when that guy is anointed, be careful.
Ah.
We had the meekest man with such miracles, but yet he was humble. Now if such a man was so humble, who is me? Who is you? In this age, we've got a wave offering. Wave offering. We can say icha kulangisha.
Twalikwate cha kulangisha.
Ukutula kwa kulangisha.
Amen.
Yeah. What's the wave offering? The first fruit of this age.
Atich sawe cha kubalira po icha ino enkulo.
Is Brother Brenner.
Ni munina Brenner.
If it is the wave offering,
everyone
in the bride qualifies, will be like Brother
Brenner.
Not to prophesy like him,
but he
is showing us what the genuine Holy Ghost what it can do to a brother. That's the reason why he says that all my ministry is built up under love.
Hallelujah.
Now there's
Miriam.
They talk against God, Moses. Just to wind up on that one. And Moses comes. Listen, you two. Says all of you come to the tabernacle. They all went to the entrance of the tabernacle. And all of them, God was speaking to them. If any of you be a prophet, I, the Lord, will do what? Listen to this. He says, and the Lord, verse 4, and the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam, come out ye three unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out. And the Lord came down in a pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam. And they both came forth. You can see. Miriam and Aaron,
na Aaron,
are called, come.
Waitwa isen.
Come near to the crowd.
Iseni muem.
They must have been feeling, yes.
Chawe.
Does God speak only to Moses? This is what we were talking about. He's called us. That's why he has left him there.
He called
them too. As if it's good. And the... And he called Aaron and Miriam and they both came forth. And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, he's talking about to two people now.
Amen.
I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream.
Amen.
And Miriam must have been very happy.
That's
what happens. He speaks to me in dreams. Even in visions. And then he says, my servant Moses is not so.
He
is not like you, Miriam. I don't speak to him in dreams and visions. You, Miriam, I speak to you in dreams. I speak to you in visions. But my servant Moses, he didn't even say to them that you, my servant.
Hallelujah.
Who is faithful in all mine house? You marry an Ethiopian, you are faithful. You kill an Egyptian, you are faithful. The grace of
Egypt,
God. The grace of God.
Hallelujah.
When you realize what God can do with you, and the prophet says when he justifies you, you never done it in the first place.
Hallelujah.
But you did it. If God be for us, who can condemn us? Who can be against us? For those whom he called, he justified, and those whom he justified, he glorified. That's why he was saying, my servant Moses is faithful. He does not look at what you did. He looks at what you did to accept him as your
personal
savior. So he says he's faithful. Then he says, with him will I speak mouth
to mouth.
Ndinokulanda akanwa na akanwa.
Even apparently, and not in dark speeches, I don't speak to my servant in mysteries.
Dawe ine nshilanda kumuwemfuwa ni Mose.
In mysteries. Mufyankama.
Amen. Mufyankama.
When I speak to him, I speak openly. You others listen to me in mysteries. But him, I speak to him openly. And the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Each partial. You read that in Bemba.
That's better.
Verse 8. With him will I speak mouth to mouth.
Nandanankwe pakanwa nakanwa. Kumoneka kabili temukufisa. Nefi pasho chakwe Yehova alolesha.
Ena alolesha kuchipasho chakwe.
Amen.
Eh?
Amen.
He sees
ena alolesha
my image. I don't know how he sees it.
Uchimpasho cha.
When he was coming from the mountain,
ilio alefuma kutentemuka kufuma kulupiri,
his face was shining.
Ichinso cha kwe cha lebengeshima.
The people said, we can't look at you.
Atawe na abantu balandiro kutila tete tuloleshe
pa. Cover yourself.
Atawe iwe ifimbe we Mose.
Because he was with that anointing. It wasn't only the anointing. The Lord was with him. The pillar of fire was with him. And he covered himself when he was speaking to the people. Because they could not look at him. Their eyes, naked eyes, were not able to look at him.
And
that in the explanation in Hebrews, we are told that veil
is the veil
God came in, which was Jesus veiled in the flesh. Hallelujah. Hey. Now when we come in our time,
nombero twaisa mushitaisa.
God has vindicated a prophet with a pillar of fire. And we can talk about mysteries.
Lord, to alanda na pafyanka.
But God
said,
I speak to him mouth to mouth. The rest of you can prophesy. Can preach. Can speak nice English, whatever it is. But him, I speak to him mouth to mouth. There is nothing that our prophet spoke
or
what God spoke to him which he spoke to him which remains a mystery. When he shall begin to sound, all mysteries shall be revealed. Let the prophets, let the preachers, those who see visions continue with the mysteries. But the messenger, Brother Branham, is revealed to us. Like Moses, many that want to find fault with him, they
will.
And they can quote scriptures. They can even quote the message that here he said this. You know, you can read in the message, and the prophet is talking about Elisha. In many places he's talking about Elijah. When he means
Elijah.
And an intellectual will come, you can see.
Would you call
this the Spirit of God is talking? He keeps saying Elijah.
Elijah when he is supposed to say it's Elijah.
Amen.
He's supposed to be it's Elijah.
Tawafiri abanga Elisha.
Check on those messages the prophet is saying about Gehazi. He says Elijah, Elijah. When is Elijah? And somebody will just go there and point at mistakes.
Atumota palya nokuya mkusonta pofye filubofyeka fyeka.
That's all. Didn't Moses make mistakes?
Tumushe Moses tapangire filubo.
There were many. The prophet says he was a short-tempered man.
Atawe chipingo chilela nokutila. Are you watch pew?
It's just good that he also married a woman that was tough.
Tawe chalife tumo kutila na ena au pio mwa
kashi.
Ulio aliwa kakata. Hey.
But there we are.
Tinomba mwanene apepotu.
Who can find fault?
Ushenani ui ngasanga mwichu.
Where were we?
Nikuwe seko tuwani.
Before Moses came.
Live Moses talates.
Where was Aaron? Where was Dathan and Korah? Where were they?
Ushenani Dathan and Korah wali kuisa na Aaron.
Yet they were intellectuals.
Tawe wena wali abasambi.
Then God raises Moses.
Tnomba lesa aimia Moses.
Then say, even as a holy.
Tawe na ifutu lifiawa kalamu.
Where was every preacher man on earth today?
Tibushe. Bakashimikila.
Where were these message preachers?
Ushevali kuisa wa bakashimikila. Bambila nsuma.
When the denominations were being hammered with a three-cornered stick.
Amen.
Of Trinity. Hello. Then the messenger comes.
Hello, nombe, nkombe, Isa.
Then you can look for mistakes.
Hello, nombe, wambo, kufuwa ili kishefiruwa.
Disrespective.
Tawe, uko kukana kwa to
mchish. And when you are in that condition,
lokabidilo, wawamuni, wemibele.
Leprosy is in your heart.
Tawe, ninshifi, bashi. Fili mumu, tumawove, chwechi, duluvem.
Let's end here. God bless you, beloved.
Hallelujah.
Looking at the time we are living in.
Kulolesha panchita iyo twika lilemo.
We can only say
Kitualanda fyo kutila.
Amazing grace.
Tawewe kusena minafye.
How sweet the sound.
Fyo kwa wokusuma.
That saved a wretch like me.
Cho icha pusushefye ulia uali umube mbunga ine.
I once was lost.
Tawe shita imona liwi.
But now I'm found. Once was blind. But now I see. That was grace. And it's still grace. Maybe somebody would say, Lord, I want to be humble. I've seen your grace. I don't
want
to be disrespectful, Lord. I want to obey your word, Lord. Here am I. Here's my hand, Lord. Make me humble, Lord.
Timpangenyu kuba.
Uwaichefya. As humble as can be.
Fioninga bafye uwaichefya.
Oh, gracious Heavenly Father. How wonderful it is, Lord, once again to look into the scriptures. To see these Bible characters, Lord. Reflecting the bride in the time we are living in. That in our time, who these scriptures are being fulfilled on, Lord. Many other things we have heard, Lord. Many other things we are confronted with, Lord. Many other obstacles.
We meet with different kinds of people that sow doubt in our hearts. Different kinds of people through studies and what they can gather out there to try and fight the message of the hour. Lord, when they do all these things, make us humble. Fight for us, Lord, like you fought for Moses. The bride has no power of our own, Lord. But we believe that the pillar of fire is still moving with the message and with us. Lord, guide us. Teach us to be humble. Teach us, Lord Almighty God, to depend upon thee. That a man like Moses with such miracles, when the stick turned into a snake. Oh, there were those, Lord, who were confronting him. They also did the same miracles. But Lord, you were there for him. Moses kept quiet. But you, the living God, was there for him. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Lord, shape each and every one of us. We don't want to go out there into the world to boast. But we want your life to reflect in our lives. Your life, Lord, is showing, preaching, talking to the people. And your power behind every word, every message that we proclaim out there. Grant it, Lord. We thank you, Father. We praise you, Lord, for thou art a wonderful God. Grant it, Lord. You've seen the hands of your children in humility, some in the altar, some in the pews. Lord, it's a surrender. Oh Lord, we want this revival to work in our hearts in such a special way that a revival starts with us and goes out, spreading out to the people out there. Grant it, Lord. We thank you. We praise you as we commit all into your hands. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. Amen.